This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl. President Trump's budget director, Mick Mulvaney is his name, got some headlines a couple of weeks ago when he defended the administration's decision to cut funding for what are known as community development block grants, federal money funding local social programs mostly. Here you go.
We're going to spend money. We're going to spend a lot of money, but we're not going to spend it on programs that cannot show that they actually deliver the promises that we've made.
Here's the thing, though. The economic impact of a lot of social programs isn't just a cost-benefit analysis. You got to look big picture, as Marketplace's Andy Euler explains.
The idea of cost avoidance is simple enough.
Cost avoidance is when you can actually prevent a cost from occurring.
That's Lee Annabelle Oliver. Her company, OBA Learn, teaches organizations how to make a budget. Those budgets might include something like the wellness program at your office. Your job might pay for your gym membership or bring in a massage therapist. It's a tangible expense, but your employer might see the benefits in other ways.
Increased employee productivity, less accidents on the job because people are healthier.
That's what social programs hang their hat on. The federal government might subsidize early childhood education because it'll improve the future workforce. By feeding the elderly through programs like Meals on Wheels, the government might spend less on Medicaid. But those benefits are difficult to quantify.
It's not as straightforward as when you work in manufacturing. It's a lot easier when you have something that's very tangible. And you're talking about services. It gets a lot more difficult to really put together a good financial case.
James Heckman teaches economics at the University of Chicago. He says the preventative benefits of social programs take a long time to show up, and they're hard to point to.
The trouble is this gets very subtle, and I'm not exactly sure that this administration, A, is even evidence-based, and B, that these kinds of subtleties will make their way into the public discussion.
He says social programs and nonprofits could invest more of their budget in long-term studies to justify their existence. Problem is, those studies are expensive. I'm Andy Euler for Marketplace.